بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يحافظ على صلاة الضحى إلا أواب، قال: وهي صلاة الأوابين. In this hadith, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم tells us that only an awab will be very particular in observing the صلاة الضحى. Now who is an awab? Awab is a person that turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively, humbles himself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and has fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, that a person be from the awabin. And that is why it is mentioned that hiya salatul awabin. And the salatul duha is also the salah of the awabin. The awabin, the plural of awab, those that turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humility and with fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like after Maghrib, the six rakats are known as salatul awabin, and famous by that name, salatul duha, another name is also salatul awabin. The pious people, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they ensure that they engage in these nawafil salahs. In the last hadith of this chapter, it is narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna fil jannati baban," that there is a door in Jannat, and that door is named Abduha. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ نَادَ مُنَادٍ, and on the day of Qiyamah, an announcer will announce, "إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يُدِيمُونَ صَلَاةَ الضُّحَى," where are those who are punctual and regular on their salatu al-duha? هَذَا بَابُكُمْ, this is a special door for you. فَدُخُلُوهُ بِرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, enter through this door with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we understand from this that this is a very special salah in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the fact that there is a special door in Jannat for those that observe the salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that. Imagine during the mid-morning, when a person is in the peak of his activities and very, very busy, that he is not ghafil of Allah Ta'ala, he takes out time to perform the salatul duha. So Allah Ta'ala honors him with a special entrance into Jannah through a special door. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can practice upon these teachings.